about people and fans that are stealing music. Even me, I don't want to do this, but there is so a lot of new music that you want to hear and to buy that you can't afford to do this.
It's a very difficult thing for me to understand simply because, I mean, the way I look at it is if I were to go to somebody's, or if I were to hire somebody to do some type of work, and I hire them and they do their work, and then I say, okay, well, thank you. I don't think you should be paid for it. And you spend all this time doing the work, you know, taking the time, the effort, and for somebody else to determine that you shouldn't be paid, to me is just not right. I just can't wrap my head around that, you know. There's tons of music that I listen to, and I decide sometimes if I'm going to buy it or not. If I'm not, if I don't like it, I just don't buy it. If I like it, I buy it. I just can't understand and can't wrap my head around someone else determining if they're going to steal something that I created or not.
Imagine someone, a fan of Ministry, that comes to your show and know all the lyrics and all the history about the band, but he haven't bought any album of Ministry. Is it a true fan or not?
That's absolutely. What to me, being a fan doesn't mean that they have to buy my record or our record, but that also doesn't mean that it gives them the right to steal it. It's like if I want something and I can't afford it, do I go into a store and just steal it? If I can't afford it, I can't afford it. That doesn't give me the right to steal someone else's quote unquote property. So, you know, I meet tons of fans like that don't, you know, haven't bought our CDs, but they've heard us, they know who we are. And of course, they're still fans. To me, they're still fans. But to me, stealing is stealing. I just, you know, I just, it's a tough thing for me to wrap my head around. You know, and it makes it very, very difficult for musicians to make a living. I mean, we are by no means rich at all. We all have bills to pay. We're not all living, you know, we don't all live in mansions and drive, you know, brand new cars or anything like that. It's, you know, the complete opposite. I mean, we do this because we love it, and we need to pay our bills, you know. We're not getting rich off of this at all, but all of the stealing is making it more and more and more difficult for us to do this.
Not all bands are like Aerosmith, unfortunately.
Exactly. Exactly. And listen, and there's bands out there, you know, that don't need the money, truly don't need the money, as far as like, you know, have been legacy bands or bands that are just huge that, you know, make millions and millions of dollars and they just give their stuff away, and that's fine. You know, if the artist determines that they want to give away their work, more power to them. But I don't think it's fair for another person to determine whether they're going to steal something from me or not.
I see. Greece is included in this tour for the first time. What are the plans for more gigs to follow, and how long is it going to last, this tour?
This tour is going to go roughly about 3.5 weeks. So it's going to start in Greece, and then I think we're going to be hitting, let me see if I remember here correctly. We're doing Serbia, Italy, Croatia, Sweden. We're doing Download Festival in the UK, Holland, France, Belgium, Norway, Denmark, Germany, and I think we're ending it at Download in Spain.
How fully prepared do you feel for this upcoming tour, especially after the absence of the last years?
Oh, we're completely prepared. I mean, we toured last year, We did a European tour last year. 2 years ago, we did a world tour. 2015, we did Australia, South America, South Africa, South America, Mexico, the States. And then last year, we did Europe. We also did one-off festivals in Chicago, Denver. We did Mexico, KnotFest in Mexico last October. So we've really just been off like about 6 months or so. And we've been working on this record for the past 3 or 4 months. And, you know, we've been rehearsing now, going on our second week. And, yeah, we're going to be very prepared.
I'd like to know how you work as a duo with Cesar Soto. I think the combination of your styles can make out something very special in the next record.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, Cesar is a great guitar player. He's contributed to this new album. The combination of our styles, I think, is going to show on this record. We're definitely doing some stuff that's a little out of the box, out of the ordinary for us. But I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised with the combination of both our styles.
My last question is about the new album. I think you said that it's going to be released in the fall.
Yes, that's the plan.
Can you give us a few details about maybe the title or the...
Be honest with you, I don't even have the title yet. We don't even have the title yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we haven't decided. There's a couple of ideas, but I can't say the ideas. I don't have the titles because we haven't decided. There's two or three that we've been kicking around, but we haven't decided on the final one yet.
Well, we have to wait then a few months.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for your time and for answering this question. It was a great honor for me.
Thank you very much.
I would like you to close the interview with a message to the ministry fans in Greece and to abroad.
Sure. To all the fans in Greece, we are very excited to be there. We can't wait to be there. Me especially, once I found out we were going to Greece, very much looking forward to it. I really hope to meet every single one of you. I really hope we pack these places in Greece. I want to see our Greece fans going crazy. So, yeah, we can't wait to be there, and we will see you all in a few weeks.